Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and I have a special guest for you today. It is my dear friend, Anton Nell, who has been playing the piano all over the world for many years now, and he won the Naumburg back when he was a 20-year-old or something like that, and he's now playing with the Austin Symphony this weekend. He's on the faculty here at the University of Texas, and he's going to be playing a piece that you probably don't know. It's the Saint-Saëns Concerto No. 5 for piano and orchestra. It's known as the Egyptian Concerto. And Anton, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, John.
And tell us why this thing is called the Egyptian Concerto. Does it have a reason? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Saint-Saëns was this extraordinary person who was a sort of a genius-level composer and pianist and organist and a zoologist.
He also zoologist? That I didn't
absolutely.
Know.
Yeah, he was interested. You know, Berlioz was the one that said about him, Saint-Saëns knows everything but lacks inexperience. I mean, that sort of sums it up. Well, no, actually, he traveled a lot. You know, he died in Algiers.
Really?
Yes, and he composed this piece while he was in Egypt, and some of it was composed on the Nile. And, I mean, it is a fabulous showpiece for the piano and orchestra. And it's he sort of tries to put into the piece, you know, various Egyptian effects. I mean, most of it is vintage, beautiful, lush, romantic writing. But then, for example, in the slow movement, you know, he has, you know, like, for example, in Samson and Delilah, for example, which is another sort of, you know, where you're... You know, he has...
Right.
He has this kind of thing in the concerto, too. But also things like...
Oh, you know, my goodness.
Kind of, and then, you know, this kind of effect and sort of something that must be little frogs croaking by the Nile. You know, this kind of thing. I mean, it is full of stuff. And then, of course, lots of virtuoso writing and beautiful. It's a great showpiece for the orchestra, too. It's never been played here before.
I don't remember ever hearing a performance of it live.
Oh, yeah,
myself.
I'm so excited to play it.
It's so good. So how did it come about that you wind up doing the fifth concerto, the Egyptian concerto with the symphony?
Oh, I asked for it.
You did?
I asked for it. Because, you know, Peter Bay, who is our fabulous conductor, is very kind always. And we've done so many projects over the years. And this is a piece I've only played twice in my life. I haven't played it in many years. And it's... You know, it's just something that I think people need to hear.
How did you come to it yourself?
Oh, I've known it since I was young. I've always been I like this kind of music very much. I'm a big Saint-Saëns person, and I play a lot of his solo music and three of the concertos and so on. So,
and you're from South Africa, and
so
Africa is where Egypt
continent.
Is. Yes,
I mean,
I'm
an
continent.
African after all. Yes.
Right. Okay, well, Anton, I heard you doing some flourishes there with that Saint-Saëns. So could you do another one of those big, where you wound up playing a zillion notes at once?
Oh, from the concerto?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. So this is just the beginning of the second movement. There's this, the orchestra starts with this very sort of complicated rhythm, then the piano comes in with this.
My goodness.
It's really, it's just so much fun. And then it has the... Oh, it's really fantastic. And then it has, in the middle it has this... sort of like a Nile love song on the boat,
right,
or something.
I can see
this
Cleopatra.
This is all in the second movement. The outer two are more conventional,
mm-hmm.
but extremely brilliant and beautiful.
I love Saint-Saëns, so I'm looking forward to hearing your performance this weekend with the Austin Symphony. It's going to be on Friday and Saturday nights, the 26th and 7th, and it will be at 8 o'clock at the Dell Hall at the Long Center, and Anton Nell will be playing the piano. Peter Bay will be conducting. It opens with a piece called Jeté au Bal by Donald Grantham, and then there's some other piece, and it ends up with Copeland Rodeo. So get your tickets, 476-6064. That's 476-6064 or austinsymphony.com.
Yes,
or org,
please.
Is it? I don't remember.
Yes, please. Do come. It's going to be so much fun.
It'll be great. Now, Anton, since you have showed us so, you know, brilliantly how you know how to play the piano. Why don't you entertain us with a few pieces?
Oh, sure. How about a little Mozart?
That sounds great.
Rondo in D major, K485.
Antonel playing Mozart for us. One of the it's a rondo in D major K485, and just pristine, clean, and just beautiful with the ruffles around his neck and everything. Just see Mr. Mozart sitting at the piano. And Anton, that's a pretty late K number, 485. So it got pretty powerful in there for a little rondo.
Yes, I mean, it's such an interesting piece, you know, because it really only has one theme, and he takes you through all of these keys and somehow makes everyone sound different. It's really wonderful. I'm very, very fond of it.
And it got very dramatic towards the end there.
No shrinking violet, that
right.
one.
Right. And 485, that's up like with some of the late piano concertos?
Most definitely in some of the, you know, opera symphonic stuff.
Right. Yes. And Anton is just playing the keys for us this morning because he's playing with the Austin Symphony this weekend. I talked him into coming in and playing for us, so he was kind enough to do so. Thank you so much. Now, Anton, tell me, what do you do during the year? A year is such a long time, really, when you think about it. We complain about time flying, but, you know, a year is pretty long. So what do you do in a given year?
Well, it gets a little out of control. I mean, my day job, of course, is at the university where I'm the head of the piano keyboard division. So I have my students who I adore. And so that's sort of my day job. And then I play about 60 to 75 concerts a season.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not. I mean, the first weekend I was at a recital in Denver, then the next week I had 5 concerts in Seattle, then the week after that, a Beethoven Third Concerto in Ohio. Last weekend, just on Sunday, actually, a concert in San Francisco. This weekend, my 2 Saint-Saëns concertos here. And next week, a Brahms Second Concerto in Illinois. So that's sort of par for the course.
Just a Brahms Second Concerto.
Well, I have been practicing.
Yeah, gosh.
No, it's pretty busy. And then this year, too, I've been traveling a good bit to New York because I've been a visiting professor at the Manhattan School of Music. So, but that's just for master classes, and it's just a, you know, yearly thing. That's not a permanent thing. But so that's been added into the mix. And then in the summers, I teach in Aspen at the music festival for 8 weeks, and also at the Ravinia Festival in the Chicago area. So it's busy. Oh, and I've got a big a tour of China coming up. This is all this year.
When's that going to be?
In end of May.
End of May.
So it's going to be fun.
What are you going to be taking to China?
Pardon me, please.
What pieces will be you be taking to
it'll
China?
It'll be a recital program. Mm-hmm. I haven't quite nailed it all down, but it'll be, you know, some of my faves. This will be my first trip, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Anton Nell, international pianist, and here he is in our studio. I'm so happy to have him. Now, Anton, could you play us a little Chopin, perhaps?
Sure. How about a waltz? The third waltz from the Opus 64 set. Now, the listeners have probably all heard the minute waltz, which comes from the set, and also the C-sharp minor waltz, same set. But this is the third one, which is beautiful and chromatic and interesting and lovely, etc. Here it is. Thank you.
Anton Nell at the piano in our KUTX Studio 1A today, playing a Chopin waltz. That's the waltz in A-flat, Opus 64, number 3. Just beautiful. So much going on in that.
Isn't that a gorgeous
piece? But it's so complicated.
It is.
It's really, really complex.
You have to have your wits about you that you don't end up playing in the wrong key. Right. You have to be very... Because the sort of the waltzy thing in the left hand, I mean, of course that goes, but if you play the wrong chromatic pattern in the right hand, you could end up in a key you really don't want to be in.
Right.
And then you have to undo it.
And how do you get back? Goodness sake. And it had a lot of rubato. That's, playing with the tempo, a little faster and a little slower and that kind of thing. You did it so beautifully.
Good.
Anton, very flirtatious. I could see the guy and the gal dancing, or two guys or two women, however you want to put it together. But it was just beautiful. And then in the middle section, the lower voice gets to speak out of the left hand.
Oh, it's just wonderful, yes.
Beautiful. So you must hear Anton Nell. He'll be playing with the Austin Symphony this weekend. It's your next chance to hear Anton in Austin. And he'll be playing the Saint-Saëns Fifth Concerto, the Egyptian Concerto. Get your tickets through the Austin Symphony, 476-6064. And austinsymphony.org. Mm. Now, Anton, you and I were just talking about it. I said something like, I just love those days when we used to meet up at Doug Green's house for brunch and all those things. And
oh, yes.
You were saying that was 30 years ago, 86?
It certainly is.
Time just flew.
Time really went.
It really went.
But it's so nice, to be back, be back here in Austin, because I was here for a couple of years and then took a little trip, but I came back 12 years later without ever really losing touch, which is very nice.
Right, great. And so we're happy you're here, and you're not planning on leaving or anything, are you?
No. They'll have to carry me out of your feet first.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm totally ensconced. I recently moved to a place near to school. I live over now in the Mueller development, where the airport used to be.
Oh, you do? Then you're a neighborhood of mine. Hmm? You're right close to my house.
Excellent.
The HEB's over there at the Mueller.
I walked to it from my house.
Really? So you're right over there. Mm-hmm. I'll be darned.
Have to come to tea.
Close to the AISD auditorium.
Yes,
that's
very
a good
nice.
Place too. Excellent. Well, Anton, now that I know you're a neighbor, I feel like I can cozy up to you and ask you for another piece.
You can drop in. Absolutely. Sure. Okay, so I have, this is a fun piece. It's by Emmanuel Chabrier. And this was written at about exactly the same time that the Egyptian Concerto was written, which is sort of in the mid-1880s. And it's called Scherzo Waltz, and it's the 10th of a set of called Pièce Pittoresque, picturesque pieces.
Okay. Thank you. The wonderful Anton Nell playing the piano in our KUTX Studio 1A today. He's just brilliant, and I'm so delighted that he could come in and play for us. That piece is, that's a Chabrier waltz.
Scherzo
something.
Waltz, yes.
Scherzo waltz. And it's done in an orchestral version, too, I think.
That's exactly right. Yes, some of those pieces were orchestrated very wonderfully, right. Yes.
But I loved hearing it on the piano, the clarity and everything that comes through.
It keeps your fingers going. It's hard, actually.
Well, you never know it listening to Anton Nell play it. You are so fantastic. I'm so happy to have you in our studio, and I wish you the best in everything that you do throughout your very busy year with 60 concerts a year in China and everywhere else, and you're playing with the Austin Symphony this weekend. We're delighted to get to hear you here in your hometown of Austin, Texas.
Oh, I'm so excited, and also just, I mean, never mind me, but I think the piece is not to be missed. It's just fabulous.
You've never heard the Saint-Saëns Fifth Concerto in performance, I'll bet, so get your tickets with the Austin Symphony, 476-6064, Austin Symphony. org. Anton Nell, I love you and I love your playing, and thank you so much for coming in, my pal.
Love you too, John. Thank you.
This is John Daly, your host on Eclecticos, and our engineer is Jake Perlman today and Cliff Hargrove in there too, and so I'm not sure who did what, but thank you guys. You're wonderful.